For the fledgling Biden campaign, there's actually some good news and some not so good news. But let's start with the good news. All right. Biden is now officially leading in a swing state. It's true. For the first time in months, Biden has taken the lead in the polling aggregate in a battleground state. The bad news, that state is Virginia. For a state Biden won by double digits in 2020, a state that hasn't voted Republican in a presidential race in 20 years, is now officially a swing state. Gang, this is getting real. Virginia is now in play. And the last time Virginia was in play for a Republican candidate was in 2016. And how did that turn out for Hillary? It's being widely reported that Trump and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin met last week to discuss strategies for Trump's win in the state. And Governor Youngkin isn't just talk, he's a doer. On June 7th, he signed an executive order requiring voter list maintenance, which is a giant step in eliminating Biden's ability to cheat in the election. It's basically going to force officials to remove deceased Americans from the voter rolls and even illegal immigrants if they're on there. Today, I've got business expert, entrepreneur, and Turley Talk sponsor Alex Alberon here to chat about the changing of the tides in this historically blue state. Alex helps business owners and other entrepreneurs grow their businesses in the parallel economy, and he's giving you the chance to learn some of his strategies at his free online training on Saturday, July 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there too. I definitely encourage you to write that date down or just click on that link below to register. We're going to love it together. So, Alex, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Matt, you too. Thanks so much for having me on. And that's the first time I think I've ever been called an expert. Like, I'm a business coach, advisor, consultant, but expert. I'm like, I kind of like that. That sounds good.
That's right. I think you wear it well.
thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. We've never done a live event before. Totally free, totally like no sales pitch. Everybody has these like events, but it's like, is this an MLM or what's going on? But right. Turley and I, we've never done this before, but we've been, you know, on this show together for about a year, like me coming on his channel and, you know, educating you guys and having a great time. I've worked with many, many of your clients and they're amazing people, amazing patriots. And so, the event's going to be totally free, no sales pitches. And at the end of this interview, we will mention a nice little bonus if you show up for the webinar, but I'll wait on that.
To call it a bonus is an understatement. I already know what it is, and it is incredibly exciting. Wait till you guys see what Alex has got in store for you. But first, let's talk about your view of Virginia. I know you're very up on politics. You know Trump. You're part of his. You've been in Mar-a-Lago. You've been part of his international golf course and the like. Obviously, this is gigantic. I mean, if Trump keeps the race tight in Virginia, what do you think about other states that are right now just sort of on the fence with Trump?
Well, I think people, again, a lot of the liberals, they really want to hate him. They really do. They talk about democracy and all that BS, but they think about the safety of their kids. They think about the economy. Yeah. They think about their future for, again, not just them, but also their family. And I think those immediate needs are going to supersede. Again, a lot of these other things that are just completely made up. It's like when things are going too well in a relationship and somehow you like try to find an issue with them. You're like, there's something off with them. That's how people look at our country right now on the left. It's like things are going so well. If you look at where we're at right now versus 50 years ago, we've made 500 years of progress in, I mean, just a few decades. But people, again, when things are going too well, they want to find some issue. They want to find something wrong with it. But I think now that's starting to shift a little bit. And there's actual problems with the border and with many of the things that you talk about on the channel. And I think people are really looking at it as, hey, at the end of the day, I can go on Facebook, I can talk, and I can be popular with my liberal friends, or I can have a better life for my family and I. And so I think they're making that choice more and more.
It's so interesting that you're saying that, because this shift away from Biden is happening throughout the country. I last night on our live stream, I featured a McLaughlin series of polls that found that, and I don't know if you've even seen this, Alex, it's really cool. He found that Trump is now within the margin of error in solid blue states like Washington State, Oregon, and Jersey. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, if that gets corroborated, that's insane. I mean, Trump's going to win every single solitary swing state, if that's the case. What's your take on people's sudden turn away from Biden and the Democratic Party, particularly in blue states?
Well, I think we all as Americans, when we're kids, we want to, you know, have that mansion. We want to have the American dream. And it used to be very, very possible the old fashioned way. Right. But nowadays, people look at California and they're like, OK, that's one state out of 50, but we have 49 to go because, look, there's no middle class in California anymore. I mean, I'm on Zillow. I just like to look at real estate. And over there for $1 million, $1.5 million, you're getting a shack in the hood with homeless people outside your door, and nothing against them. But it's like, I mean, for $1 million, you expect to have you want an HOA, you want a gate, at least at your community. So it is something where people look at that and they're like, okay, I am in Vegas, right? That's gone really red the past few years. Right. They have a Republican governor, Arizona, you know, Oregon, even Washington, they kind of see what's going on in there in California. And they're like, I don't want to get Californianized. You know, like I want to, again, have freedom. If they have certain social policies, they're like, whatever. But I think people at the end of the day, they want their housing to be available. They want their money to be good. They want to be safe. Right. So I think people are trending in that direction and they don't want to be the next California.
Yeah. You were, we were talking before the interview, before we went on air, and you were mentioning something like a Californification of the country if we're not careful. So in other words, California is a bit of a barometer, an indicator, a forecast of what we can expect if we don't get our house in order, as it were.
Exactly. Right. And again, it's kind of over there and New York on the East Coast, but really California, with even fast food businesses that used to be amazing businesses, they have to leave the state now because the state's telling them how to run their business with how much to pay. And it's a total mess. And so again, my father lives in Vegas and I even go there and I see that people are coming from California because it's like, I can get a brand new house for $700,000 versus a shack for even $1.4 million in California. Hopefully they leave those policies where they came from though. Right. But I think again, that's why you see some of these states that used to be so dominantly blue, they're becoming a little bit purple. And it's because again, people, they look at all these other kind of made up things and they kind of keep it simple and say safety, economy, border. And I mean, we all know which one out of Biden and Trump have the best performance on those. And so that's really what they look at.
By far. Yeah. And I think what they're in effect doing, if they're moving out of California, particularly into Vegas and Nevada and so on, is they are declaring their independence from this insanity, from the blueification of our society. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I have to say I love about what you do, Alex, and of course what Trump and Youngkin are exemplars of, is you help patriots discover independence. That's what you're all about, independence from woke employers. So independence from, but also independence for, independence by finding a digital freedom in a parallel economy. You've coached and mentored tons of Turley Talkers to find that kind of independence and freedom. Can you flesh that out a little bit for us in light, especially of the free training that's coming up on Saturday? Just the importance of using our insane time in which we live as a platform to get up and get out there and discover your own independence and your own path in a parallel economy.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's insane in a bad way and a great way, because I have clients who are, you know, 40, 50, and 60. And I say that because, number one, they're in a place where maybe their job, maybe their company used to not be woke. It used to be a place where you go to a job, you get a paycheck, and you go back home, and it was a good paycheck. But if you look at prices for homes, prices for cars and gas, over the last 30 years, it's gone like this. Whereas incomes, that's kind of standard, even corporate kind of white collar jobs, especially blue collar, it's gone kind of like this. And so it hasn't kept up in inflation. And so you have to look at, again, it's an insane time, but it's also, there's insane opportunities, especially online, where the online e-commerce market, people buying products on, you know, Amazon, on websites, it's going to be in 2028 about a $1.96 trillion market in the United States. It's already a $1 trillion market worldwide. So it's growing 30, 40% a year in overall sales. But number two, I have clients who say, okay, that sounds great, Alex, but I'm too old. I missed the boat. It's too saturated. There's not enough opportunity, but it's like, there's so much growth. There's so much opportunity because most people, they start a business maybe on their own. It's a bit of a side hustle. They start selling some products, but it's a side hustle. They don't really have the framework. They don't have the systems, and they don't have someone that can help them kind of plug and play something that works. And most entrepreneurs, they start something and they're too busy. They have the 9-to-5, they have the family, they have other things going on. So without that support system, without somebody kind of holding their hand, they kind of start, they're very excited, they hit one speed bump and then they stop. Yeah. And that's where, again, the online independence, there's so much potential for people, but that's why we're having this free webinar.
Yeah, it's the who, not how, right? It's tapping into someone who's already made all the mistakes, who can lead you.
All the mistakes. And people look at the success I have now, but it's like, to get that, you know how many times I failed and I made mistakes? Well, actually, true failure is when people quit. Those, like, failure is usually just speed bumps. It's like, oh, I guess I should have posted that instead of this, or I should have changed this strategy. But again, that's why on the webinar, you can go and get the value and try it yourself, or we can talk after that. But that's why in the webinar, Turley and I have never done anything like this, where we've gone in depth and gone over like a system in a very kind of structured 3-step blueprint for starting this, how it's going to work, who is it for, who's it not for, and all of those different details. And so that's why I'm so excited for this event.
Yeah, let's flesh that out a little bit. And by the way, with the way you just put it, that's why you're the expert. That's why I call you an expert.
Right.
Absolutely. But I wrote it down. 10 trillion by what year? Online business are going to be almost 10 trillion. I think it's a
1.96, which is still, that's half the GDP of America. So because it's growing so fast, right? Because of course, with 2020, people, they used to buy products at Walmart. They used to go to the mall and waste a Saturday buying two products, where they can go on Amazon, make two clicks and buy the same products and, you know, a tenth of the time. And
exactly.
So it's so convenient. It's growing so much and the opportunity is growing so much, but so many people don't really know how it works. Is it for them? And again, that's why we're having this event.
So bottom line, who is this event for? This event, Saturday, July 6th, 2 p.m. Eastern. Who's this event for?
It's for people who are hungry for growth, independence, and freedom, right? Because I tell people all the time, people say, oh, I'm financially free. I have a house that's paid off, or I have some 401k, but it's like, if you stop working tomorrow, your money would last you like 18 months and you want to retire for like 30 years, 25 years and enjoy it. That's financial freedom. Having a business that can run sort of on autopilot, where you set it up the right way, it grows over time. That's who this is for. Again, this is not for the person that's like, how can I start a business to then make my mortgage the next month? It's like, you need financial stability. That's a different webinar, but this is for people who are already doing pretty well. They're like, okay, I thought my 401k, I thought my game plan would get me to the point of having that financial freedom leading into retirement. But nowadays, it's simply not the case. And so again, hungry for growth, they want independence, they want freedom. And that's what this webinar is for. And so we're excited to host it.
And you've helped tons of Turley Talkers start their own online businesses. You've helped them scale. You've done amazing. We only get great feedback from your work, Alex. I think it's time you let everybody know about that little bonus that you were
just a little eensy bonus.
A little bonus that you have if they click on that link below and sign up for the free training this Saturday, July 6th at 2 p.m. Alex, what do you have in store for them?
So I want to give something for free. Again, the webinar is free. We're not selling anything on it, but I'm like, how can I take it to the next level? Right? Because in my business, if I just add tremendous value, I'm in business for, instead of 8 years, I'll be in business for the next 80 years. So I'm all about adding more value than anybody else. And so, as you probably know, I'm a member at Mar-a-Lago, right? And so that's a $250,000 country club and monthly fees and all this stuff. And so I'm inviting people, one person, husband and wife or a couple, on the webinar. If you come to the webinar, you stay for the entire webinar, and at the end of it, I'm going to announce one free Mar-a-Lago vacation. So you get to stay at Trump, you get to in Palm Beach, Florida, have dinner at Mar-a-Lago. You'll probably see President Trump. It'll be this fall because Mar-a-Lago is closed right now. But that's going to be kind of my giveaway for the end of the webinar. But you got to register, you got to sign up, show up, stay for the entire webinar. And that's the little bonus. So you had the experience of playing golf at Trump International Palm Beach. And that's, I would say, a nice place compared to Mar-a-Lago. And so imagine how nice Mar-a-Lago is. And again, so many people, this is a once in a lifetime bucket list thing. You don't have, again, the webinar is free. Just sign up, register, and show up and stay for the whole thing. You'll get some value and you'll be able to possibly win this trip. And so that's the bonus.
It's amazing. What a bonus that is. And thank you for that, Alex. We had a great time when we were at Mar-a-Lago together, meeting number 45, soon to be number 47. It was an experience I'll never forget. And gang, just click on that link below, sign up for this free training. Again, like Alex said, completely and totally free, nothing being sold at all. Just click on the link below. 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, Saturday, July 6th. You know, this is why I have experts and friends like Alex on, because, you know, when we all get serious about bypassing big government and blue states, like, I mean, even blue states are more and more giving up and say, we can't do this anymore. The more we get serious about building a true parallel economy, we really win and we make America great again. So we have to focus and make the next right decision. Gang, it starts with you. Click on that link below. Join Alex's free online training. I'll be there. We'll be there together Saturday, July 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's just a small fraction of your time, and it could literally change the course of your life forever. It's awesome.
Spend 90 minutes to set up the next maybe 20 years. That's how I like to put it. When you look at it like that, it's like, how can you not show up?
Say that one more time, because that was brilliant. I love it.
Spend the next 90 minutes to set up the next 20 years of your life.
You might even have Mar-a-Lago thrown in on that.
Exactly. That'll be on your bucket list. Again, that's probably on all of your bucket lists. And so that's why, again, I make anytime I come on, I try to add so much value and just do things a certain way, because obviously, again, that's why I'm in business, because I add so much value. And again, whether you show up to the webinar and never pay me a dime, you can still go to the webinar, get some value, maybe win the Mar-a-Lago, maybe not. But either way, it's a great way to spend your Saturday.
What a wonderful way to spend your time with fellow patriots who are trying to make America great again. It's awesome. Alex, you're the best. Thanks so much, man. It's always great to see you. I'll see you on the 6th.
Yep. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Awesome.